So Seth on Friday was told by Justice Lynn Toler of the divorce court that he didn't have to go to bar friendly family night or whatever it was.
Stay out of her space.
Yeah, have your own space, bro.
And a lot of people did not think I was going to go. I was planning on going all along.
I didn't think you were going to go, and then I found out that you were going to go. Your wife has been attending bar fitness class. That's B-A-R-R-E, by the way, bar. And she's been going for a while. They had a family night.
Not even a family night. Just bring your dumb husband or boyfriend to work out night.
And you went.
I did.
I think that's great.
I thought it was great, too.
Tell us, from the moment you walked in, you walk in and what happens.
Well, before I walked in, there was another guy getting there with his lady.
Okay.
And he starts talking to me in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Can we go home yet? Can we go to a real bar?
He's looking for support.
Yeah, and I got to be one of those, you know, dumb husbands where I'm going, when do we get out of here? I can't believe I signed up for this. I've turned into a person I never wanted to turn into.
You became a bar bro immediately.
Not so much a bar bro, just a husband who gets dragged along to things that he never wanted to do in the first place, but I wanted to make my wife happy.
And that's what it's all about. So, okay, so you're talking to dude in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'm making some small talk, and then you work out in your socks, so I had Phoebe bring me some fresh socks, but those socks had holes in them.
Oh.
And I said, I'm not going to work out with holes in my socks. So
certainly not.
I made her buy me some new ones, some bar socks that I think cost $16. They're extra grippy.
Yeah.
Oh, extra grippy.
Yeah, extra grippy.
You're paying for those grippers.
Yeah, well, she paid for them. Oh, okay. It's her idea.
But it's a joint account.
No, separate accounts.
Yeah, but it's still one love.
No.
I love that SBK started to grimace until he found out they were extra grippy.
Well, I mean, you got to get something for those socks.
Sure. Okay, so you get your grippy bar socks.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Well, then we went in there and, you know, everybody's kind of stretching out and whatnot. And I was next to a guy and he said, "Hey, are you Phoebe and Seth?" And
oh, whoa.
I said, "Yes." And he said that he listened to the show. And I said, "Did you hear me talking about this?" And he said, "I did." And I told my wife, I bet I'm going to be in the same class as Seth. So
his dream came true.
I said, "We're in this together."
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Did they do one of those like things they do on the first day of school where they make everybody stand up and say, "Hi, I'm Phoebe. This is my husband, Seth."
I thought that's what was going to happen. Phoebe told me that it was going to kind of be a fun thing, and I just thought, oh, you know, they'd have the guys do some moves, and all the women would laugh, and, you know, we'd be done with it.
Sure.
Apparently, from what Phoebe told me, it was the hardest workout that she's ever had. There was no get to know you. The lady walks in, the music starts, and you're going. And I don't. Next thing, at 55 minutes later, it's over.
Okay. And what kind of music was it?
Oh, you know, all the top 40 stuff, remixes. This.
Got it.
So I was feeling very, very good at the beginning. I guess it was just the warm-up period.
Sure.
To the point where I was shouting stuff out because I was feeling so confident.
Show us some moves. Like, what's the warm-up like? What are you doing?
Well, they were doing planks and stuff.
Dropping plank and shout.
I'm not going to drop on this disgusting...
No, but just show us like a stretch or something.
Yeah. I'm not going to drop on this disgusting floor and do a plank.
Give me a stretch and shout. Like, what kind of things were you shouting?
Yeah, give us some.
I thought I was doing a really good plank, so I just started shouting out all day. And then I was calling the instructor Betty, so I was yelling all day, Betty. And then I found out that was just the start of it.
Were other people shouting too?
Nobody was shouting. I was the only one shouting.
You were shouting during the warm-up.
Yeah, my swagger was on 100 trillion. So I just I was feeling very confident in my abilities. I was like, "Hey, I bike. I can do this."
All day, Betty.
I was going all day, Betty. Let's go. Let's go.
And you were the only one shouting.
Yeah.
So you were heckling her.
I wasn't heckling her, but I was pretty much letting... There was guys that were showing up in yoga pants. You know, people were into this.
Yeah, they were into it quietly.
I wanted to let them know that I bike and that I could probably do this nonsense.
Was it like a, "Is that all you got, Betty?" Like that kind of thing?
Pretty much, yeah. And then I found out that was just the warm-up, so I didn't...
Was Betty instructing you guys during the warm-up?
But Betty wasn't Betty. Betty is just a generic name I have for people when I don't know their name.
Oh, sure. And Instructor Betty, was she saying anything to you guys during the warm-up?
Not really. I was looking at Phoebe because they were going so quickly. I know this is the one thing I didn't like about it. It was so fast-paced. My brain doesn't work like that, so I was very left behind. I had to wait for everybody to get into their movements, establish them, and then I would kind of see what they were doing.
Okay, so after you stretch and you're yelling all day, Betty, then they take you into the real bar workout.
Yeah.
And that's when she's like instructing you guys?
And that's when it was over for me, yeah. You're grabbing the bar. You're on your heels, you're putting your leg and your arm behind your head, and it was very hard to do.
And was she like instructing everyone in a very breathy voice?
She was very breathy, but the music was on the same level. She had one of those headsets on.
Oh,
that's why, yeah.
Like a wireless, like a Janet Jackson from Control?
Yeah. Everybody in there, by the way, let me just say this, not the guys. God, everybody had a great booty. Everybody was so hot.
Okay.
That's why you had a good time.
I need to go back there again. And because I got a great core workout.
Sure, your core is still burning today.
But I couldn't hear I have great hearing for what we do on the radio. I have to listen, and I could not hear a word she was saying because the music was on the same level as her voice.
All right, I'm going to need you guys to tuck for me. Who's tucking? Are you tucking?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Well, you don't have to hear me talk.
Are you done tucking?
Yeah.
I need you to pulse.
All right.
Pulse.
Yes.
Pulse. Now freeze and tuck. And freeze and tuck. Tuck me, tuck me, tuck me, tuck me. Tuck yourself. Now pause and freeze. You there, the funny looking guy.
Me?
Yeah, the one who was yelling all day, Betty. My name's not Betty, but you can call me Al.
You heard me?
I heard you. The higher the heel, the thinner the thigh.
Oh, thank you.
Can you hear me over the music?
Not really.
Too bad. Is it harder to hear me now?
Even worse.
You're stronger than you think. Lift. Tone. Are you feeling the burn? And I'm not talking about Bernie Sanders. I keep this non-political.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Who's voting for Trump? Missed that rump.
She was very breathy.
Of course I am. It's hard work doing this bar workout.
So you're grabbing the bar and you're putting your arms behind your head and you're putting your leg out and it's yoga and it's grabbing a bar. It's very intense.
I want to thank all you thoughtful husbands for coming out to our bar open house. Look at those extra girthy socks that the funny looking guy's wearing.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Girthy what?
Are you tucking?
Yes. When is class over?
Don't stop tucking. I want you to activate your core. Tuck harder. Tuck longer. Tuck it all day long. Okay, now lift for me. Is everyone lifting? Activate your core. The higher the heel, the thinner the thigh. Where are you now? I sound like Richard Simmons. Don't be a piggy. Are you sweating to the oldies? You want to bring the music level down a little bit?
I still don't know what's going on because I can't hear you at all.
Is this better for you?
That's what she sounded like.
Just like this?
Yes.
It's me, Betty.
Hey.
What's my real name if I'm not really Betty?
I don't know. I forgot.
Call me Betty. All right, get ready. It's like ballet meets jazzercise. You're stronger than you think. Do you think you're strong?
Not anymore.
You are. You're stronger mentally and physically. Are you lifting?
Can you do another split for us, Betty? I enjoyed watching that.
The last time I did one, three class rings fell out. Very embarrassing. Class of 94, class of 87, and of course, class of 69. Lift for me, Seth.
There was a whole thing after two where they were having a party. And they were trying to get us to drink afterwards. And
okay.
Phoebe had to go to the blown off ball, and I just had to get the hell out of there.
Phoebe didn't want a pre-party there at all?
I don't think so. And then they said, hey, why, you guys don't want to have any bubbles before you leave? Which I never heard before. I guess that's slang for champagne.
Oh, yeah, bubbles.
Champagne like, after workout?
Champagne, and they had all the
that's
bros.
That's a hard workout.
Yeah. It really is. You want your pizza and hot fudge sundaes, too?
All the bros were there drinking, you know, getting to know each other, talking about how it really burned, and I just wanted to get out.
Oh, my God, bubbles after a workout?
Yeah, bubbles.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Who's ready for some bubbles? Do you remember blowing bubbles when you were a kid? I saw Bubbles the other day. He said to say hello. Lift it up for me. Bring that music up. Come on, it's not just workout. It's a social hour, too.
Can I drink the bubbles out of your belly buttons?
Oh, goodness. They're so effervescent. Lift. And tone. And burn. Feel the burn. Burn. Burning. I'm burning for you. We're burning down the house. Burn, baby, burn. It's a disco inferno. Lift and tuck and burn and pull and breathe and burn. Fitness isn't for everyone, but it is for you. Oh my God, we've got Alex on the phone right now.
Yo, Alex, was that a pretty good representation of your Friday night, bruh?
That was pretty dead on, I gotta say.
Good, man. Did you tuck?
Yeah. When I walked in, I actually sat right next to Seth, and I didn't even realize it. when I sat down and I looked over and I was like, I think that's Seth, probably sitting right next to me.
How did you know that it was our good Seth Kushner?
Well, it almost looked like he lost his dog or somebody had beaten somebody in front of him. He looked very despondent and was just kind of staring off in his face. So I kind of put two and two together.
How's your core feeling today, Alex? Is it sore? Is it ripped?
It's four.
Still sore, believe it or not. That was crazy. It really was.
And did you go? You got dragged there, right? Like, you didn't, Alex, say, man, I'd really love to go this, or did you?
Well, I actually played college football, so, like, I was talking trash the entire week about how I was going to destroy this class and I was going to be teaching them next week. So I was, you know, I hit my hole.
Oh, man, this sounds like one hell of a fraud. Did you have bubbles, Alex?
I had a beer, too, afterwards. So I had a beer begrudgingly before I went to dinner.
It's very interesting that they offer alcohol to replenish some of the calories that you just burned in this bar fitness class.
Yeah.
Is this a typical workout for you, though, Alex? Like, do you normally do weights, cardio, Pilates, perhaps?
Normally just weights and, like, running. And, you know, I try to stay kind of flexible, but they just put you in all these poses that try and, you know, they're trying to isolate your core. And they're, it's stuff you don't do every day. So, of course, you're going to be weak.
And Alex, you couldn't hear a word the instructor was saying, could you?
Oh, over my wife in my ear, no.
Between the loud music and your wife in your ear, it must have been difficult to hear the instructions for his bar. Will you be going back, Alex?
No, me and my wife kind of got in a fight halfway through it, and then I stopped talking to her. And then we talked at the end. And it was all good after that, but no, I don't think I'll be going back.
I did the same thing. I got so, because I felt so left behind in that class, and I got angry at Phoebe for laughing at me that I stopped talking to her for about half the class. And then at the end, I finally just decided I'm not going to let my issues ruin what she thought would be a fun time together.
Does that pretty much sum up your experience, Alex?
Yeah, and they kept doing the pulse thing. I didn't understand. I looked at her and said, I don't know what you're saying to me. I'm just going to, you do you, and I'm going to do this over here. I don't understand what this means.
Could you tell us, Zan, real quick, Seth? What is the pulse? Take us there.
I don't remember the pulse.
Come on, we got champagne for you.
I don't know. It's probably where you grab a bar and put a leg behind your head and lift,
you wanna,
and lift your arm.
Yeah. Show me the pulse, man.
I don't know. You said Phoebe sent you. They were taking pictures, by the way, the whole time, and that's another thing that bothered me. They're in your face taking pictures. I didn't give you permission to use my likeness to promote your business.
Isn't it interesting, guys, how we as dudes hate to be criticized, and if we're not doing something well, we get extra super sensitive, and then we feel like we're being made fun of. We just get so frustrated that we shut down.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah, that is definitely the move.
That was the whole idea, was to make us feel like we couldn't keep up at all, so then we appreciate what our women are doing for us.
They're trying to bury you.
Yeah. And it worked. You guys got buried.
But I wouldn't mind going back, A, because all the women were extremely hot, and my core is on fire today, 3 days later.
How's your core, Alex?
They're still on fire. I can't deny that.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot for checking in, and I wish you future luck in your future core, tuck, pulse, freeze endeavors, my good man. Thanks a lot for listening to the show.
Hey, thank you. I love the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. You ever do Pilates? Like, not like just the stuff at the reformer tables and stuff?
No, never, just yoga.
I will say this. I had an endorsement deal in Orlando where we got Pilates classes 3 times a week. It's the best workout I've ever done for my core.
Wow.
The best, because you put your feet up in these things.
Oh, please.
Like stirrups?
It's stirrups, like you're at the gynecological
office.
You
got your legs wide open?
Wide open. And I mean, you fart a lot, too. And
that's when you're doing it right.
Right. That's what they would say. They're like, there will be passing a gas. I'm like, damn right there will be. But, man, you do these tables, and you're bringing your foot up here, and you're meeting I'm sorry, kick the table. But you get done, and you get shredded. Like, you really do. After
how long did you do it for?
I did it for a couple of months, and I'll show you a picture. That one picture of me with my shirt off in the O-Rock studio that's from about 10 years ago, I was ripped. I had a six-pack.
From Pilates. That's
from
what it was
from. From three days a week.
Were you eating good at that time also?
Ridiculously. Okay. I was eating well, and I was doing a lot of core work. And I'll tell you, you get ripped. You can't... You can't not get ripped if you're doing it right.
I can use a little ripping.
Let's get some ripping. Let's do some Pilates. So, not very masculine.
I'm sticking to bar class.
Michelle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, great show, guys. I'm going to tell you, I take that bar class, and Seth is right. It is crazy. I went 2 times, and I never went back. And your version of that pulsing and what she does over the music is dead on.
Really?
Dead on. I was laughing. So I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard.
That's awesome. Well, thank you.
And the pulse is where you tighten up the area that they tell you to, like your lower abdominal, and then you kind of like pump it, like if you're pumping something, and that's what the pulse is. You're just contracting it even more.
So wait, okay, hold on one second. Take me through this, Michelle. I'm standing now. Take me through the pulse. Okay, so I'm
standing.
Your
pumpers.
Yeah, tell me how to pulse, please. I'm standing. Tell me what to do.
So I'll give you a move. Like if you're in a plié section.
Dial down the technical mumbo jumbo.
We're doing ballet now? Okay. What's going on?
Okay, so your feet are kind of, your feet are like a little bit less than shoulder width apart, but your heels are together.
Together. I can't do that.
Now go up on your tippy toes.
Okay.
Okay. Now take your hip and sort of tuck it under.
Okay.
So now it's tight.
Ugh.
So now it's tucked under.
Tight.
Now pulse that section.
Okay, pulse it?
What do you mean
pulse it? What does that mean? Hold on. If I'm going to tuck, I have to have some good tucking music. All right, hold on.
There you go.
All right. Now you got to hump the air on your tippy toes.
What am I doing, humping the air? Am I air humping? Why don't you just say so?
Yeah, you're air humping on your tippy toes.
Yeah, take that air.
I don't know about your hands, but I don't know if that's the right place.
Yeah, you like that air, don't you? Yeah, you're a bad bitch, air. Oh, you like that. Sorry.
The air's a boy.
So it's just like a little.
Yeah.
Your hips have to be tucked under tight, and then now you're pumping that.
It's basically what you do on Underpants Friday, but on your tippy toes.
Love you, Air. Oh, yeah, call me. All right, I think I got it. Thank you. Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate that very much. That was good pulsing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'll be sore tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Hold on one second. Alexandria used to teach bar fitness. What's up, Alexandria?
Hey, yes, I used to teach. I have to say, it's a great workout, and you guys have a very spot-on representation of basically what it sounds like in a bar class.
Awesome.
But I also took my husband when I was teaching, and, you know, he's 6'6", 220, always played sports, and thought, oh, I'm going to come in here and kill this. And he definitely had a hard time with it, but he was next to another larger man, and they actually pulled the bar out of the wall.
Now that is embarrassing right there.
They were doing it right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess it wasn't meant to support a man's weight like that, but we just screwed it back in. It wasn't a big deal, but he was so tall that for some of the exercises you have to be under the bar.
Oh.
Sitting with your back against the wall, and he was too tall to sit underneath it.
How embarrassing. But, you know, when you see larger people in a workout facility, they're making the effort. They should be commended. You know, it's easy to clown people, but they're making the effort, and you should give them a pat on the back.
Yeah, and I give them a big pat on the back for just coming with me. And
sure.
That should be very happy that you went with Phoebe, because that's a hard class. So I laughed at my husband. I'm sorry she laughed at you, but it's the funniest thing to see you guys try to do that stuff.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And if you decide to get back in that that field, then let us know. We'd love to. We'd love to sit in sometime.
Great, definitely.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you, baby. Bye, bye. SBK, come here and take a look at this picture. This is when I was doing Pilates right here. Nikki, you too. Just try not to, jump me or anything. That's when I was doing Pilates 3 days a week.
Who's that?
That's me. I'm saying, look at that definition. That's something else, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Well, and you had a nice tan, it looks like.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What are you? You're tweeting out pictures of me at bar class now?
Yeah, I retweeted your wife. She tweeted a very nice picture of it.
Good Lord.
Well, I mean, you look good, dude.
So, guys, listen, their bar does not pay me at all, but if your woman is looking for a workout and you really want her to have the greatest booty of all time,
I would send
them to bar class, because I didn't see one booty that shouldn't be there.
What about your wife's booty? How did it stack up?
I wasn't really focused on hers at all, but it's holding up very well.
You hear that, Phoebe? He wasn't focused on your booty at all.
Why couldn't she was to the side of me? I had to focus on what was in front of me.
Yeah, he can see that booty at home.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that, Phoebs?
Oh, she's here?
I was working so hard on that booty. I was hoping he was going to notice it when I was in a split, and he didn't.
No, I noticed when the instructor was in a split, though, and I never realized I was into splits until I saw that.
What are we missing from your bar experience, Phoebe? Because it sounds like a blast.
It was pretty dead on. They give you a little ball to squeeze. You, put it between your thighs and you squeeze it.
Yeah.
And he was just, throwing it up in the air and tossing against the wall and stuff. So I didn't think he was taking it seriously at first. But he did a really good job. I'm very proud of him. I'm very happy he went, too. It was a lot of fun.
Sure. Was it embarrassing when he was yelling out all day, Betty, and no one else was yelling, and the instructor's name wasn't Betty?
Yeah, he Betty to Sally. Like, he'd be like, okay, Sally. And, but that stopped quickly after the warm-up when he couldn't really hold himself up against the wall anymore. I have a bunch of pictures. The manager
okay, great, cool.
Today of him.
Great.
That is so awesome.
You know, he did better than I did in my first bar class. My first bar class, I was far worse than he was on Friday night. So he did a really good job.
Nice, Seth. Way to go. Way to pulse. Way to talk. Way to lift.
I'm the man. The higher the heel, the thinner the thigh, ladies.
No, you're stronger than you think. Lift, tone, burn.
Well,
Phoebs, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking him. And I'm sure it meant a lot to you to have your husband there, even though he said he wasn't going to go. And even though that... Okay, I guess you got to take off.
She did buy some of those very expensive yoga pants that all the girls were wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, those, whew, great class.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
Chuck, you're 73.
It is.
You guys are old. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Drew.
Good. How old are your friends with benefits, Chuck?
76.
Ooh. And is it just a friend with benefits, or is it a hookup partner, or what?
Oh, we've been together. With this arrangement for a couple years now.
Now, what's the arrangement? You give a call in the middle of the night when you're watching Matlock, no offense, and you say, look, I'm feeling a little bit randy. I'm a Papa C. Allison, be right over.
We usually try to make arrangements for every weekend.
Let's do it. Hot diggity damn. And I don't want to get too graphic, but do things still work all right?
Everything works wonderful.
What's the difference between a woman in her 70s and a woman in her 50s?
Good question.
Thank you.
A woman in her 70s knows what's going on. You don't have to play any games. Okay. You know, in the 40s, 50s, they still want to play games.
In the 50s? They're still playing games in their 50s? I quit. I quit life.
Yeah, they've been divorced, and I want to see what can you do for me now? Where are you going to take me? You know,
horse.
Like that.
And what do those 70-year-old hoots look like there, Chuck? Like if you had to compare them to something, what would you say those 70-year-old breasts are looking
76.
Like?
76.
Well, believe it or not, I was looking at some breasts online, and I saw some 26-year-olds that don't look as good as this one does.
That can happen.
I guess it's kind of like when you look at a 2016 Toyota Tercel. It doesn't look as nice as a 1957 Corvette. Am I right?
You got that right.
I know an analogy.
Chuck's the man.
Chuck, you are the man, dude. I wish I could smell your fingers. I'm sorry I said that. High five. Take it easy, Chuck. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Wait, Chuck.
Like hold on, Chuck. Yes, yeah, Seth, the question.
Hey, Chuck, where did you meet this friends with benefit?
Good question.
Benefits.
I met her at a local dance, singles dance.
They have singles dance for people in their 70s?
At the Armory.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I bet it was at a veterans, like a veterans hall or something like that, the Elks Lodge.
No, but there's some things that goes on to the Elks Lodge, too, that I have been to. All yeah. Right.
Chuck, did you hook up with her that night?
No. We kind of played the dancing dating game for about 6 weeks. And then... She had told me a little bit about her history, and she had been nursing her husband and had not had any conjugal activity for about 20 years, and she was wanting to experience again.
Conjugal.
So wait, it had been about 20 years since a man had hit that, and you were the first.
Yes, yes.
Oh, she's in love now.
And we're taking good care of business.
I bet you are, my good man. And the doors of a restaurant have been closed for 20 years, and you're the first one to bust them open, so to speak. It's a horrible way to put that. Did it feel like a virgin touch for the very first time?
I wouldn't go that far, no.
You're the man, Chuck. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
It was very cozy, though.
Cozy indeed. I like a nice, snug, private area. Have a good one, Chuck. Right. Thank you. Call us again, will you?
Will do. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I like how old guys talk about getting it on. They're still polite, but
very
they're still
respectful,
hitting it.
But yeah.
He's a wild man.
Chuck's the man.
Be my grandfather, Chuck.
It's funny that they still play the dating game because you don't have a lot of time when you're 70-something, you know?
She made him wait 6 weeks.
That's like making a 20-year-old wait 6 years. Chuck busting up in them guts.
It was cozy.